It's episode 8 of the Club Penguin podcast. Welcome to the 8th episode of the Club Penguin podcast. I'm Emilio.
And I'm Peter.
And we're back and better than ever. We have a new site, and just type in clubpenguinpodcast.com and there it is. Bigger and better than ever. You can get videos, listen to our podcast, email us, go to the blog, everything you can think of Club Penguin.
It takes a lot of money to run a podcast. Now on our site, we have ads that you can click on. Please click on the sponsored links, and that will help us get money to help the podcast.
The more clicks, the more money we make, the better our show is. Like I said, it takes a lot of money to run a show. You have to have microphones, software. It's not cheap. So, thanks for supporting the show. And don't forget, the site is clubpenguinpodcast.com. That's it.
Let's go into what's new on Club Penguin.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and several things around Club Penguin have changed. New podcasts, new areas, but we're just going to report on what's happened in kind of the last couple of months, 2 months. So, let's talk about the new stage. I think they could have filled that piece in the town a teeny bit better, but I like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's cool stuff. If you click on those switchboards in the middle, it's pretty cool. There's, like, cars and, like, I don't know, monsters and weird laser stuff happens. Beam. Yeah.
And the costumes are pretty nice. I mean, you have special abilities with all those costumes, giving you even more of a selection of what to wear around Club Penguin. So the stage overall is pretty nice, and they change the play every couple of weeks, and the script is a good idea. It's a good way to kind of have fun.
Personally, I don't really like the whole script idea. I mean, you might as well just make up your own by typing in. It's not that great.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to just sit in the audience and watch.
Rock Hopper Ships is sunken, and that's a pretty big thing in Club Penguin.
And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, he went ashore in his lifeboat, and then he kind of left, and some people are talking about digging up the migrator from the bottom of the ocean. I just think it'd be easier to build him a whole new one, and he's back off to Rock Hopper Island to get some more stuff in his lifeboat.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird idea, because now you can't, like, visit a ship and get, like, new items. That was kind of fun when it came on Fridays and stuff. But if you want to see Rock Hopper's ship under the water, you just go up to the lighthouse and look through the telescope. You can see his lifeboat going around and the ship slowly sinking. Have you ever seen the Wig magazine?
Yeah, personally, I like it. Hairdos for penguins. Surprisingly, they made it look good. And there's kind of a hairdo for everyone. They're affordable, and it's a great new addition to Club Penguin. And it makes your penguin look good.
I actually think it's a pretty good idea. I mean, you can get hats and stuff, but hair, it's pretty good.
Yeah, the only disability is you can't wear hats with the hair. It's kind of like the hat thing. It appears as a hat in your inventory, so you can't wear, like, a baseball cap on top of your hair.
Yeah, that'd be pretty... I think that'd be much better if Club Penguin could make that arrangement, it'd look pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, what about the sport shop that's completely gone out of the clothing business and moved completely to sports?
That's a good idea, because before, the sport shop was
a mimic of the clothing shop.
Exactly. So why would you waste a whole room with nothing really in it for the same thing? If you miss something sports-related in the catalog, you can just go right to the sport shop and it'll be there. Great idea.
And there's furniture, pins, all that stuff. So the most heavily rumored of all Puffles has finally been released, the Yellow Puffle. What do you think about this Puffle?
It's pretty cool. It has new features, cool color. I mean, they definitely need a new Puffle.
Yeah, it's been a while since a new Puffle. The last one was Rock Hoppers, the red one. That was months and months and months ago.
Yeah, it's a new improvement, and they definitely need one.
And it's an artist. It has paints on an easel. It's basically, I like it. My favorite Puffle is still, I would have to say, the purple one.
Mine's the black one. It's awesome. It does, like, tricks on skateboards and all that.
And the flame thing. The yellow Puffle, I think, is just so much better than many of the other Puffles. Like, the pink one, that wasn't really needed.
The blue one, I mean, you've got to have a first Puffle, but could have made a little bit of an improvement on it.
Yeah, they haven't really updated the Puffles much lately. And the yellow Puffle has been a great new addition.
I also think Club Penguin should come out with, like, a new pet that you can have. I mean, a Puffle's like a little cat, dog, something. But if they
can, fluff.
Yeah, if they can come out with something else, like, I don't know, you can walk Puffles around. They've pretty much done everything like any other pet. Yeah, but if they could come up with something that you would really like to hang out with, or I don't know,
something more interactive with you. Either that, or the Puffles became really interactive. Like, they would see you, they would know when you're around, they would detect you, instead of just been walking around for no reason.
Yeah, they pretty much just, like, hide in your house and do whatever they want. It's not that great. And it's 10 coins to feed him. If you have all 7, that's 70 coins right there.
Yeah, there should be a way of new feeding, or just, like, feed all button. That would be really cool. So we recorded half of this show last week and half of this show this weekend. So there have been some changes in Club Penguin. Like, finally, the Save the Migrator project has come out, and we just went to the iceberg and saw it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's, like, all different inventions on there.
Scuba diving equipment.
There's even a free hat in the lower left-hand corner. It's an orange one, so you probably don't have it yet. It's got a little light on it. Looks pretty cool.
If you've been around on Club Penguin for at least a year, you probably already have it. They just brought this hat back again. I think they're trying to get all the hats back so everyone can have all the same free member items. And it kind of looks like they're going to dive down and get the stuff with hooks.
Yeah, they've got hooks, they've got wrenches, they've got a little platform off the top of the iceberg with people walking on it. You can go on it. They've got, looks like almost they're building a submarine right there.
Yeah.
Look, they've got a top, like a bottom, and all sorts of stuff.
There's like a control board. So yeah, go to the iceberg every couple of days and there'll probably be some new updates.
That's all for the news. And if you have any comments or questions for us, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com or visit our site at
clubpenguinpodcast.com. We're going to add the blog there, and there's even a tutorial on how to do the next 6 Club Penguin mission, which has been a really cool mission, and we're not going to talk about it on the show, but just go to the video and you'll learn how to do the mission.
Contest for you, the clothing contest. Now, clothing is a pretty cool feature in Club Penguin because you can dress whatever you want and all sorts of stuff you can hold, wear hats, and there's even the new wig catalog.
So you're going to send your pictures into our email, clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com, with you dressing up as what you think is your best clothing. But there are some rules. Non-members and members can play this contest. There'll be the 2 sections. A section for non-members and a section for members. And in the members section, we're going to have 2 categories. A wacky category and a creative category. There's going to be no categories for the non-members. Just submit what you think looks best on your non-members. So there'll be 1 non-member winner and 2 member winners.
Yeah. For a non-member, you think, oh, I can't enter this contest. Well, of course you can. If you've been on Club Penguin for a long time or only a couple of months, clothing comes out like crazy. Like, you think a member gets a lot of clothes, but a non-member, you can get a pretty good outfit.
So take a screenshot picture of your penguin on your computer and send it to our email at clubpenguinpodcast.com. We'll probably release the winners in 2 shows, something around there. So put in your submissions fast. Now, to help you with the clothing contest, here's PR on how to dress well for members and non-members.
I've been on Club Penguin for over 600 days, so I have a lot of the clothing. I have around 10 pages of clothing, whole pages of shoes, hats, everything. And I know the good combinations. Now, for the crazy contest, you just want to get all sorts of colors, every different color of every piece of clothing, like a big wig, a big hat, big stuff, and crazy shoes. For the creative section, you want to get stuff that matches and looks cool.
Now just get your best outfit that looks really cool. Get some good shoes, good clothing, capes, a wig, some guitars to hold, anything you want. I like all the Viking helmets, and you can find those in the catalog. You gotta wear something on your head for sure, and maybe some glasses or headphones, anything that you think looks the best. Necklaces always look cool, but they kind of take up a lot of room, and you can't wear capes. I really like the ties as well. Those will look nice. Also, try to wear your old clothing that only old members have. There's stuff that came out long time ago, like the propeller hat, old capes from member parties, stuff that people go, whoa, how'd you get that? For non-members, you still have a pretty big selection of stuff to use. Now, Rockhoppers bought a lot of stuff during the time, and you can pick stuff from that. He's brought in shoes, shirts, all sorts of stuff. Now, there's rubber duckies that came out a while ago, and those look kind of cool. There's belts, hats, all sorts of good stuff. Now, you want to make it look to show also that you've been on Club Penguin for a very long time, with all the old stuff like propeller hats, you know, face paint, all sorts of stuff. Looks pretty cool. There's stuff from Halloween, bracelets. You have a pretty big selection, even if you're not a member.
And for non-members, you really want to concentrate on having a good pin and a background. Those really state your penguin, and they're one of the best free items, and they look really good too. So when we're judging the contest, we'll also, for non-members, be looking a lot at your pin and your background. Now, it's been a while since we've done a podcast, so I guess you all have probably been and heard of The Cove, but what we haven't done is a review of the game In The Cove, Catchin' Waves. In my opinion, this is one of the funnest games in Club Penguin, and I'm going to teach you how to succeed in Catchin' Waves. So, you start the game, and there are basically four modes. Mode 1, I don't think gets you any coins, and it's just the surf lesson that teaches you how to work the game. Next comes the freestyle mode, where you can practice any trick you want by using WASD, those keys, combinated, any combination, and you can get a good amount of coins, but not as much as you usually would. Now, competition gets you the most amount of coins, because the three judges tell you what they want to do, and you try to do that in the space of time that you have, and the more you succeed, the more coins you get. And then the final is survival, with